who is Dr. Donkin? So I say, he is there. So he says, he goes, oh Mahatma. And Dr. Donkin felt so unhappy because he had written that book. So, oh Mahatma. So he did not like it. So he would just keep away. He would not be available to anyone. He would not like that.
Now you made reference to the story about when you had bed rest. I remember when you were at Myrtle Beach last time, you told a beautiful story that had to do with the accident.
Yeah, I wanted to avoid, but he did not forget. He did not forget.
What did you want to avoid?
That story, you know, really speaking, when I remember that when Baba met with an accident, it was such a time.
Yeah.
That picture comes to me, it gives me pain. But anyway.
No.
So, it so happened that when these three doctors examined me, so Dr. Donkin, then Baba said that you take bed rest for say 1 day. Also, food should come to near your bed. You don't move about, just remain in the bed. And he gave me this instruction. And Baba went to Pune. The next morning, the day, I started taking rest. Now he went to Pune, and you know, before that, Baba had taken us to play cricket in one spot where accident took place, and Baba had told us that just remember this spot, remember this, and we could not understand at that time. So Baba goes to Pune and just to see cricket match. And while coming, he took round here, there, and then came back. So while coming, he met with an accident. Now, first day of rest. So what happens? It was about 4 o'clock. Money would never come to the main mandali. It was only at Mehrazad that money was permitted to come this side. Otherwise, women mandali means women side separate, men side separate. We would not go that side and they would not come this side. Always, in other places when we would go, different bungalow for them, different bungalow for us. So I was just on the bed and money comes on cycle and calls Donkin. And Donkin goes there and both of them, they leave. I said, what happened? How is it that money never comes? And what happened? Why did she call Dr. Donkin? Whether anyone is sick there in the women mandali? What's the matter? And afterwards the truck comes. And truck, of course, Dr. Nilu's dead body was there. And Pendu severely injured, Airaj severely injured. So we brought. Now I forgot that this was Baba's instruction that I should take bed rest. So I just forgot that. And when I saw that, so I just thought, I went to the doctor, I called the doctor from the hospital, this, and he declared that Dr. Nilu was dead. And he said that this would be immediately transferred to hospital. So to make arrangement for ambulance, other thing, of course, I moved here and there. Now what happens? That I completely forgot that I had not to move from the bed. And who were there? Baidul, old man, Gustajji, Kekobad, and Aloba. And there was another one, Sawak Kotwal. So they were not the person to do anything in such matters. So then I just went, arranged for the ambulance, everything, and then I thought that I must inform Adi, Nariman and Meharji. So I was writing the telegram and Sawak Kotwal comes and he tells me that without Baba's permission, without seeking his permission, you don't do. And I forgot and I went running to Baba's bungalow. I never saw Baba in such a glorious state. he met with an accident, hip joint was broken, the tongue was cut, bleeding was there, bruises were there, here and there, and he was shining as if he won some great battle. So, as soon as I saw him, I could not believe, and I did not know that Baba was also injured. So, about hip joint, of course, I did not know, but I saw the bleeding, this, that, and his face so glorious, so shining. So I said, Baba, should I send telegram to Adi Nariman Maharji and do it? And then he looked at me, and instead of telling me about his condition, he just caressed me like this. And I could not believe. At the time, I had no idea that he was so severely injured. Nothing, he did not say anything. He said, do whatever you like. So I sent the telegram, this, and wrote the telegram, and then took Erachan Pendu to hospital in ambulance. And I became so absent-minded that I asked the boy to bring the cycle. That boy brought the cycle, but from hospital to post office, telegraph office, I went running to dispatch that telegram. And then I came back and I could not return. During night I was with them. And such a thing in the hospital, civil hospital, such a bad thing, you know, no room was available, nothing. I went to the doctor and he said, no rooms are not available. So I just inquired. One patient was there, patient of meningitis. And there was another patient, he was also suffering from some such disease. So anyway, you know, I got them out. That room was not cleaned, nothing. And Erachan Pendu were put there in that room. Such a thing, and I was there. Now, Baba sends car for me the next day and calls me. How particular he was that he sent car, and he says to me, what was the order I had given to you? Did I not ask you to take bed rest? Why did you break my order? Why did you stay there in the hospital? You are just increasing my suffering. Go and take rest. And don't go to hospital, don't move about. So I went back and I was taking rest. My mind was working, what to do now? And such a situation, nurses not available, some attendants should be there. And Vishnu was also injured. Poor fellow, he would not be able to walk, but he had to take Dr. Nilu's body to Mehrabad. So he was not there. I was all alone there. So then, of course, something should be done. And then third day, Baba was shifted to Pune. So, and Vishnu also returned. He says, now no one is there for the night, you go. And I went there. I was there during night. So Baba sent letter from Pune that every week I must go and see him in Pune. So I go there. Baba says to me, did you go to hospital? I said, yes, Baba. Why did you go? I said, Baba, there was no attendant, and Vishnu, of course, asked me to go there. During the night, there was no arrangement. He said, let them die. Why do you break my order? Let them die. Can you save, if they die, can you save them? You just obey my instruction. Whatever I say, just even if someone dies, no care. Just follow my instruction. Don't do that. I have asked you to take bed rest for 7 days. Now go back from here. 7 days, don't move from the bed. And I would return to Satara. And at the bus station, Vishnu would be ready. He would say, directly you go to hospital, no arrangement is there. And I would send your food there to hospital. So you be there, go. Don't go to the bungalow. You just go to the hospital. And what to do? and again I would break his order. So it went on, and then Baba said, "You have no idea how I am suffering. I should say," Baba says, "I should say that this has happened because of you, and this suffering you are creating for me, you have no idea how much I am suffering because of that. Don't break my order, just obey." And the situation was quite different. No one was there because Baba's circular. No one was permitted to come. No one was, no one could come at that time because circular was issued that Baba is in seclusion and no one should try to come and see him. One should not write even. So because of his instructions, of course, people would want to come and see him. The accident was there, but they did not come. Now, here Padri was there at Mehrabad, but the order was there that he should not come. He did not go. He did not go and see Baba. No, because of the order. And people would just think that, that here Baba met with an accident and Padri did not go. His order, first thing, to obey his order, and Baba was pleased. Baba was pleased. It is not that for the world, it appears quite different thing. But for him, quite different. I sent that telegram to Nariman. And Nariman thought that whether I should go or not, because this telegram comes, but here is the order that I must not go and see. So whether Baba has asked how to send this telegram, so he sends another telegram asking whether Baba has asked you to send this telegram, whether Baba wants me. And then of course Vishnu then replied that yes, according to Baba's instruction this telegram was sent, and then Nariman came. But he did not know, no one, because of Baba's order. So very bad situation at that time. Bad situation, but still good situation for us, how to obey his instruction even in this in such grave situation. It was a great lesson for us. And then when Baba was in Pune, one man comes to see him. He would come to Baba, but this time he comes. And he comes and he says that, "When I heard that you met with an accident, I stopped drinking water. I did not eat. And I, without seeing Baba, of course, even if I die, I would not drink water and I would not eat anything." And of course, he was told that, "Please don't disturb. Baba is severely injured and it is not good." He said, "No, I must see him. Without that, of course, I will not drink water, I will not eat." He insisted. So Baba was told. And Baba says, "Bring him here." So we took him to his bedroom. So Baba says, "What do you want?" And he says, "I want your blessing and nothing else." Baba says, "Don't ask for my blessing. Tell me, severely injured, the leg was in traction and Baba was in great pain." And Baba says to him, that "Tell me, what do you want? Don't ask for blessing." "No, I want your blessing." Baba says, "Blessing, I know it is not possible for you to digest my blessing. You will be nowhere. It is, you will repent for that. Don't ask for that. I know that. What do you want? Why don't you say out?" "I don't want anything," he says. "I want your blessing." And Baba says, "I am telling you, you have no idea about that. So whatever you want, you just tell me. Don't ask for my blessing. Otherwise, you will repent and repent you cannot digest my blessing. Then, no, I want your blessing. Baba says, I give you 1 month. Think over that. I tell you that you will be just on the street. You will suffer and suffer. Your family will suffer. Because my blessing is that you will be just ruined. I am giving you warning. Remember this. He said, no, I want your blessing. I want your blessing. So Baba says, all right, I would be at Mehrazad. You come after 1 month on such and such date, you come to Mehrazad. Think over that. Tell me the truth, what actually you want. Don't think of, don't ask for blessing. I am giving you warning. Don't ask. So think over that. And see me at Mehrazad after 1 month on such and such date. And then afterwards Baba went to Mehrazad. And that man comes there. That man comes there and Baba says, now what you have decided? What do you want? He says, I don't want anything. I just want your blessing. Baba says, I am giving you warning. Later on, don't say anything. You will be ruined. You will be on the street. There nothing would be left for you. You will suffer and suffer. I am telling you the fact. So again tell me, what do you want? And he says, I don't want anything, just your blessing. Baba says, given. Now this happened in the month of February. And Baba goes to Pune in the month of March, March 15th. The first man at the gate was that man. And our caste passed by. We did not talk to him. Baba did not stop the car. We went to Guru Prasad. He was there up to evening, just waiting. And then in the evening, Eraj came that way. She said, Eraj bhai, I have to say something. What do you want to say? He said, please tell Baba that now it is impossible for me. I just lost my house. That was rented house, so I was just driven out of the house. There is no place to live in. My family is suffering, my children are suffering. Please just tell Baba. I am in the in one inn, paying 8 anas and 8 anas per day also I don't have anything to eat, no food, nothing. Please just go and tell Baba. He said, did Baba not tell you this? Why did you ask for blessing? And why did you come here? So he says, no, now it is unbearable, I can't. You just tell Baba and he should help me. And next day he told Baba and he says, I warned and warned and warned that man, but he did not listen. He wanted my blessing. He insisted. I gave him time. And still, of course, he insisted that he wanted my blessing. What should I do? How helpless I am now. All right, you just call him on such and such date. So he came. And Baba says that you wanted blessing. So I gave blessing. Now why do you come and complain? Did I not warn you? He says, whatever, I did not know that this would happen. But now it is, I can't bear it. So Baba says, then I have to take back my blessing. He says, do whatever you like, but please relieve me from this. So Baba says, all right, just wash your feet and come to me. And Baba bowed down to him, hip joint broken, and 1001 times he bowed down to him and he said, I took back my blessing. And Baba gave him some money, some amount. And he said, now go. He goes. He goes to Bombay. Immediately house and business and everything and car. And immediately within 1 month, you know, became rich man, very rich. And then he would come in car every week to see Baba in Guru Prasad from Bombay. And family, children, you know, all, you know, well dressed and everything. And Baba says, how are you? By your blessing, I am really very happy. Baba says, don't say about blessing. This is not my blessing. Don't say that, don't talk about blessing. This is not my blessing. But are you happy? Yes, yes, I am very happy. All right, be happy. So it happens, you know, people, of course, they don't know the worth of that. They insisted. And had he just lived like this for some time, that would have been quite different thing. Baba would have called him. Baba would have called him and of course everything would have been done and it would have been very beneficial to him. But then he wanted that and then he insisted and then afterwards he comes and relieve me from that, relieve me. Then Baba relieved from that blessing. And he had big business and car and telephone and everything, you know, he was very rich. And even he went to the Pune center, construction was going on. He says, thousands of rupees I would give for construction, just I will donate. And Baba told the secretary not to take even a penny from this man. No, don't take a penny, even if he would offer, don't take that. Don't take that.
Could we possibly assume that the troubles that we experience are Baba's blessing?
Everything is Baba's blessing. If you take it in that way, it is a great consolation. Because everything happens according to his will. And his will is nothing but his blessing. So when we take it in that way, so it is a great consolation to all. But we, when we suffer, of course we just blame him. When we are happy, we forget him. So if it is taken as his blessing, it is a great consolation. But then, because it is his blessing, we suffer. So don't go on suffering. If you are just sick, and of course you suffer from the sickness, so don't think that this is Baba's blessing, and I must not take any medical treatment, and I must suffer because it is the blessing. But now this blessing, of course you want that, you ask him, this is a blessing. But he says that you take medical treatment if you are sick, so don't forget that. Otherwise, it is a great thing. Really, I am very happy to hear this, that if it is taken in that light, it is a great consolation. But at the same time, just like when you are sick, don't forget to take medical treatment, because Baba would also arrange. One thing, you know, one funny incident took place. There was a Sahwas program at Mehrabad, 1955. So when that group would come, there were four groups according to the language. So as soon as one group would arrive, first day Baba would give all instructions. Baba would tell them that just be at home here. Think that you are in your home. Don't forget the world, everything. This is just take it as a home. And as in the home, whatever you are doing, just friendly, loving, this, that, take it. Don't hesitate for anything. If you are sick, of course, there are three doctors, Dr. Duncan, Dr. Nilu, and then there homeopathy padri. So if you are accustomed to take homeopathy medicine, go to padri. If you want allopathy, Dr. Duncan is there, Nilu is there. So Baba would give all instructions first day. And then he says that just live here as it is your home. Don't hesitate for anything. Be free. Now, every day Baba would come from Mehrazad in the morning. And his breakfast, one boy was there, he would prepare his breakfast. And Baba would want cream for the breakfast. So first day there was no cream. And Baba asked that boy, why did you not bring cream? He said, Baba, I had put the cream in the safe, but somebody took it away and it was not there. So Baba says, be particular, tomorrow you just bring cream. The next day, again the cream was not there. And Baba asked him, where is the cream? He says, I had kept in the safe, but I don't know who took it away. Baba says, tomorrow if you don't bring cream, I would just say that you eat my cream. You eat. So that boy was very particular at night. He was just watching. And one man from Bombay, all in the morning he went, opened the safe and took the cream and he ate. And that boy was happy. Now today I caught him. He was the person who was eating Baba's cream. So he brings the breakfast, no cream. Where is the cream? So he says, Baba, I found that man. There is one man, he has come from Bombay and he eats the cream every day. Do you know him? He says, yes, bring him. So he called him. And Baba says, Umrigar, Dorapsa Umrigar, do you eat my cream? Yes, Baba, I do it. Why do you do it? He says that you give that instruction that I must behave like as if I am at home. So in the home, of course, when I am there, I do this. I just go to the safe and take out the cream and I eat. So in order to follow your instruction, I was doing that. And Baba laughed and laughed. And Baba tells others that there is only one person here who follows my instruction 100%. So he was doing that.
About a different subject.
Why don't you sit down?
Chair? We should wind down in about 10 minutes.
All right. I will follow. I am very obedient.
So cooperative.
But sometimes. Yes?
On drugs and the Baba's special places, like the tomb in Marisad and the center in Myrtle Beach, I'm not sure about the tomb, but I think people are not also supposed to go there who use drugs. Is that true or not? I don't know. But
drugs?
Marijuana.
There? To take drugs there? Baba has...
People who use drugs are not supposed to go to the center in Myrtle Beach.
What I say that those who have taken or who are taking, this will stop taking. Baba does not want any drug. So drug, of course, one should not use, and just to follow his wish. And it is not that when you stop the drug, that means you are not allowed to go there. That is not the thing. It is for all. Even somebody has done it in the past, it does not mean that he cannot go there. You stop it. Those who are taking, they should stop it. Because it is not a good thing. Physically, mentally, even on this gross level, forget about spirituality. Why these mental disturbances are there? They take drugs and then the brain cells, they are ruined. And they become mentally deranged. So those who take the drugs, they should stop. And when they have stopped, so why should they not go?
But if the person doesn't want to stop taking drugs,
no. One who has not who is not taking, he should not take the drugs there. No.
Not to take it there, but if a person is not willing to give up drugs. Then he's not allowed to go, I think, to Myrtle Beach. And also Marisad.
Yes, of course, one should not take drugs there. No, we don't allow.
How do you explain to people if they say, well, this is not a religion, there are not precepts and rules, but this is the same as a religion. And when the whole world wants to come there in the future,
This is just the intellectual thing that it is not a religion. If you take poison, you are free. So whether you will take poison, tell me, you are free, you are enjoying freedom, no rule, nothing, but will you take poison because you are free? Knowing fully well that poison, if you take, you will die. So, knowing fully well, will you take poison? Rule is not there. But will you take poison?
No.
Then, the drug is, this is not the rule, but because it ruins you. So, when he says that you do not do that, and suppose you bring the drugs there, the laws are there. If they find, if the police finds that someone uses the drugs, brings the drug, he will be in trouble and we will be in trouble. So, in order to create trouble, why one should go there? When one wants to go there, one should just please him, whatever, and he has said that drug